Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. In those days, the peddlers, particularly the peddlers that sold cosmetics, walked around with a kind of a box. And inside the box, there were a bunch of little compartments. In each compartment, there was either a vial or some type of perfume. So what is the din if someone carries this type of a box on Shabbos, let's say from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachar, or the other way around? Do I say he's chayiv for every single thing in this box? So if I look at all the compartments, and let's say each one has a different vial inside of perfume, I should say, oh, he's chayiv 10 chatois or 15, count the compartments. So do I say, no, the whole box is considered one box, and he's only chayiv once? Says the Mishnah, only once. Hamaitzi, if someone takes out, kupas haroichle, a peddler's basket. Kupa is a box, haroichle is a peddler. Loiselech Rachel, so according to many Rishonim, the word Rachel means if someone peddles information. That's a lav, like someone who goes around like a peddler, want to buy this, but this person goes around saying, you want to know what Shimon said about you? You want to know what Reuven said about you? So that's a particular kind of Lashon Hara. When you tell one person about what the other person said, even if what the other person said wasn't necessarily an isser. Let's say teachers got together to discuss a certain Talmud. One of them said, I have this and this problem. The teacher may not be speaking Lashon Hara. Or Bezdin got together and said, we think so-and-so is Chayiv. And you come and you say, you know, that member of the Bezdin, he said you're Chayiv. That teacher said he thinks you're wrong. That's called someone who peddles information. And of course, Damazai, if Reuven goes and says, you know, Shimon said something not nice about you. So that's both Lashon Hara and Rechilas. But either way, the term Reichel means a peddler. So here we're not talking about peddling bad information. Here we're talking about just the box of a peddler. So once again, I might see if someone takes out Kupas at Reichlin, a peddler's basket, Afal b'sheyeshba minin harbe, even though it contains many different things. But because it's one basket in regard to Shabbos, Eini Chayiv, he's not Chayiv, Elachatas Achas, only a single carbon Chatas. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah, Zeroine Gina, garden seeds. Even though we learned before that the shear for food is a dried fig, a gregaris, and as the Batanura learns, these seeds, you could eat them, but they weren't used for eating, they were used for planting, and therefore they have a different shear. Say, Reine Gina, garden seeds, Pachas, Mekig Groigeres. You're Chayiv, even if he carries less than the equivalent of a dried fig. Rabbi Huda Bem Seira says, Chamisha. Would be Chayiv if he carried five of them. Zera Kishuyan, cucumber seeds, Shnayim, you're Chayiv for carrying two. Same is true for Zera Diluyan. Diluyan is something called gourds. It's also in the cucumber family. Some say it's a type of squash, or maybe pumpkin. Either way, these seeds, Zera Kishuyan, Zera Diluyan, you're chayiv for carrying much less, even two of them. Same as for Zera Poil Hamitzri. Zera is seed, Poil is a bean, Hamitzri means Egyptian. They were called Egyptian beans. Because these seeds are merchashiv, therefore shnayim, he's chayiv for even carrying two seeds. The more chashiv it is, so the less you need for it to be considered important enough that it's called carrying. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah, chagav chai. What about a live grasshopper? Tahar, if it's tahar, if it's a kosher grasshopper, kol shehu, even the smallest amount, even if it's smaller than a gregaris, because it wasn't just used for eating, children used to play with it. They used to give it to children to play with. Mess, if it's a grasshopper that died, we're talking about a kosher grasshopper, so the din also would be that it's like any other food. Children didn't play with it anymore, and therefore the shear to carry it on Shabbos would be kegregaris, again, the size of a dried fig. Now you may ask, is there such a thing as a kosher grasshopper? And the answer is yes. There are certain species of these grasshoppers, or locusts actually, that are an exception to the rule that anything that crawls around is tameh. These are tahar, and technically you would be allowed to eat it. The Gemara in Masechtas Chulin gives us different simanim to tell which one is kosher. There are some people that have a Messiah even today to be able to eat it. For Ashkenazic Jews, however, the Messiah is that we don't need any. But in any event, in the times of the Mishnah, they knew which ones were tahar, and therefore they didn't mind if the children played with it. And therefore, once again, if it's a live one and it was used for a toy, so kalshu, even if it's less than the normal amount used for food. Mace, if it died and it's only used for food, so kigre geres, the size of a dried fig, would be the shear to be chayiv if you carried it on Shabbos. Vayitra says the Mishnah, tzipores kramim, bird of the vineyards. It's a type of bird that's found between the vines. Bein chayiv bein mesa, whether alive or dead, kalshu, the siman is a kalshu, even a little amount. Why? Talked about tenura, whether alive or not, and in regard to any size, they used to keep it to make a special medicine out of it. It was used to make a person smarter, to be able to get them to focus or think better. Zok the Mishnah Vayita, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakam in regard to the locusts, in regard to the grasshoppers, and he says, Av hamaytzi chogav chai tomnei, Rabbi Yehuda says, even someone who takes out a live, non-kosher grasshopper, we also say kosher, he's chai for any size. Why? Because even though it was not kosher, Shematzni and I say, they would still put it away, they would store it, the cotton for a child, l'sachigbay, to be able to play with. You see, the Tanakama holds, if it was tamei, they wouldn't give it to a child to play with, because they were scared, what if the child eats it? I'm sure you've seen your little brother put toys in his mouth. What if Chas v'Shalom, he puts it into his mouth and swallows it? But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says they did give it to their children as kind of pets, even if it was tamei. But weren't they concerned that the child would eat it? No, says Rabbi Yehuda. What children used to do was when it died, they made a levaya for it, and they would make hespedim. They didn't eat it. Incidentally, Batnura tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.